Welcome to Oh, the Places We'll Go. I'm Beth Fagan, and along with my co-host, James Petrovic, we're exploring all types of adventures the world has to offer. On this week's episode, we invite nature photographer Crystal Muse to talk about her experiences on the trails.
Hi, Crystal.
Hi, how's it going?
Things are great. How are you?
Oh, good. I got outside today, which is always good in Newfoundland to find a good day to get out, and I can't complain.
You went out today.
Yeah, of course. I had a day off, and I had to get outside, of course.
Where'd you go today?
I went to Freshwater Bay. It's a place on the east coast of Canada where we live in Newfoundland, and it's a beautiful coastal area where you can see a huge freshwater pond and then the ocean with a horizon at the other side, and it's a wonder for sure.
That sounds absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, you probably saw the group chat from work when I sent all the videos of the ducks.
Oh yeah, the ducks, and they were like following you after. Yeah. They became your friends. That was amazing.
That's one of the things I think I love so much about going out in nature. It's like you really don't know what you're going to expect.
It's true. I actually was with my friend today, and I told him that on that trail, one of the first times I ever went there, I came across a moose. In the woods, like, I didn't even notice. He was so far away, but I just heard him running away, and I looked up and saw his butt just, like, running away from me, and my dog went chasing after him because it's a pretty secluded trail. Like, we let the dog off leash, and, yeah, I was like, Hank, no, come back, and then my knees were just shaking, and he just, yeah, ran off in the woods. Like, he was definitely more afraid of me, but my knees were shaking, and I was very close to a moose. Yeah.
That sounds scary.
I mean, it is, but they are more afraid of you, and it wasn't really a season that I was going to be afraid, so.
That's fair.
Yeah.
It's different, I guess, living on an island with giant beasts like that.
That's true.
They are massive. I don't know, James, if you've ever, like, seen... Oh, in terms of scale, how big they are,
yeah.
But like a large, like...
Bull moose.
Yeah.
It's like 8 feet maybe tall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess you see them often then.
In the spring, summer, it's like mating season. So, I mean, there's always moose watching, like watch for moose signs on the highways and stuff. My friend actually just posted today that she hit a moose the other day and she's lucky to be out. The car was like really, really badly beat up. So, yeah. Yeah, it's definitely something, like, we have a hunting permits for a reason because the population does get out of control. But yeah, it can be scary. But it's also really cool, too, to be able to, like, see that. Like, up on the North Coast, there's caribou, and people, like, some photographers I follow on Instagram have these beautiful, like, winter wonderland pictures of these caribou just out in the wild, too. So it's just, like, embrace what's around you and don't be too afraid. Like, we grow up also learning about them and, like, what seasons to watch out for them and when they're going to be on the roads more and all that kind of stuff, because it is a kind of, not a problem, but...
Crystal, I mean, not only are you into, like, hiking and outdoors, but obviously, like, you have started a hobby of taking pictures while you're outdoors.
Yeah, I always have my camera, or at least my phone on me, but most of the time I do try to bring my actual, like, digital SLR camera.
How did you get into it? Like, what kind of piqued your interest in getting started into doing this?
I've always loved photography ever since I was a kid. Like, my dad had cameras and he was very into taking pictures, and I remember him being in a photography class when I was a kid, and he unfortunately passed away when I was 10. So it's something that has always made me feel closer to him in a way. And so I begged almost for years for my mom to get me, like, an actual really good camera. And then finally, like, 7 or so years ago, I still have the same camera, and her and my brother chipped in and went halves on, like, a sale on camera, and I've just been doing it ever since. Even as, like, a high school kid, I would go and take pictures with, like, a little 10 pixel, like, tiny camera. It's just always been in me, and being in nature too is something that brings me really close to my dad, so it's all, like, kind of a full circle thing.
Oh, that's so sweet. Did you always just take photos of nature, or did you just learn to do it recently?
It started definitely more as nature, and I remember when I was really small, like the swing, I would like push the swing, like took a picture of the swing in motion, and just like walking around my neighborhood was what I would do, is just go and take pictures. Only recently I started taking pictures of actual people, so I've been doing that more. I did a graduation shoot for someone last week, and I just gave her the pictures, and she's really happy with them, so I'm getting more comfortable with like being around people and taking pictures of people, but my passion is definitely nature, landscapes, flowers, you know, scenery.
Mm-hmm. Nature is definitely beautiful. And I find a lot of times that you just can't really get the essence of what's around you in a photo. You just have to sit there and just take it all in with your eyes.
It's true. And sometimes I will like look at my camera and go through the pictures and be like, you know, there's no way that I can actually capture this. And I won't post any of the pictures. I won't even edit them. I just like sit there because it's too beautiful. Like you can't not just enjoy it too, you know?
Yeah. To me, going outside, even if it's just for like a 10-minute walk around the block, mm-hmm. but like more so if I really get to immerse myself, it is therapy.
It is. Yeah, it definitely is. I go to the water sometimes, like if I'm having a bad day, like if even if it's crappy out, I'll just like go and park by the ocean and just open my car window and breathe the salt air. And then there's something too, like about being, I don't know, James, if you've ever actually seen the ocean. Some mainlanders actually haven't. But nope. There's something really, oh, that's too bad. There's something about just like looking out at the horizon and like seeing absolutely nothing as far as the eye can see. Like you feel so small and like nothing matters, but everything matters at the same time.
I do live in front of a lake though, so I do see nothing past the horizon. I just find it so peaceful just like watching the waves go by, like just your cares float away with them. It's just something so mesmerizing.
Water, like it just literally washes away things.
I know, it's so strange too, because near me, you can go sit on where the waves crash, where it doesn't like go to the thing. And I just sit by like put my feet over. I'm like, I could like just like go in any moment. But it's like so peaceful. Like I know like I'm in severe danger, which is so nice.
Yeah, and that's true too, like being so close, like we have the East Coast Trail, and a lot of it is like cliffs. So you really do have to be careful and enjoy at a distance. Like you don't want to get too close because it can get treacherous. So there is definitely an amount of care to being a nature enthusiast. Like you definitely have to be aware of your surroundings and like what's going on, and the tides and like all that fun stuff. But it's worth it in the long run for sure.
Yeah. And we've certainly had some close calls and some pretty bad tragedies here as well.
Yeah, especially a few months ago, actually, someone just got a little too close, and or they were chasing after the dog or something, and they slipped and ended up not being able to get out of the water, and they were taken by the ocean. Like, it's so unforgiving. As much as it's so peaceful and beautiful, like, it can be very unforgiving.
So how do you usually stay safe? Do you like just like bring some rope with you, or just like look every step you're going?
Is being very aware of, the steps ahead of you, what's around you. I'm also like a female, and I do go on hikes by myself with my dog. So I carry a knife with me at all times. And if I have headphones in or I'm listening to podcast or music, I only wear one headphone. I don't wear two so that I can still hear out of my other ear. I do have rope in my hiking bag. Like if I'm going for longer hikes, I have a first aid kit. Just like thinking of anything that could go wrong and preparing yourself for it, and just knowing like something could go wrong and you're prepared usually makes it like you feel better in a way. It's you really got to think ahead.
That's cool. I do want to like one side thing though. I do find it, I keep forgetting that you guys are in Newfoundland, and here in Toronto, it's always just like small parks and finding, I guess, not man-touched parks is very hard to do. So I just it's just so, like, interesting how you can just go out and, like, to a place where it's like, oh, there's no service. Well, here it's like, oh, yeah, like, you can't really get lost, so, like, you're going to be good no matter what.
There's some trails that I have the All Trails app. I don't know if you have that.
I've never heard of it, but I'm going to write that down.
Yeah, it's just All Trails, and it will literally show you trails. Like, people will map out little, like, walking routes around their neighborhood even. But you might find some trails that you never even knew were there. But you can download the map, and then if you download it to your phone, then you can use it without GPS. So if I'm going out of service, then I will do that for sure, just to make sure that I'm, like, on track and I can see the map and I know where I'm going. Another safety thing.
All kinds of tips here from Crystal to me.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I go for hikes sometimes for, like, the day. So it's, yeah, be prepared.
Okay, so I do have a question that kind of just popped into my brain.
Definitely, go for it.
So you've done a lot of different shoots, really, over the years. Like, you've been exploring different mediums, you know, not just landscapes and outdoor, but, like, you know, you've started to get into, like, portraits and stuff. Mm-hmm. Out of all the shoots that you've done, do you have a favorite or one that you're most proud of?
Of, like, portraits so far or of, like, anything?
Anything.
I'm really proud of that sunrise Cape Spear one where you really liked that one photo. And I'm also really proud of a couple's shoot that I did for my cousin and her partner. They are a lesbian couple, which, like, power to them, love it. And that's, like, a really, really nice photo. It was in the fall and they were, like, these yellow, like, complementing. One was in plaid and then my cousin was in just yellow, and they turned out really nice with all the fall colors. So I'm really proud of that one as well.
That sounds beautiful.
Yeah, it is. Seamuse Photography, SEAMUSE photography.com to view all of those photos.
So, Crystal, do you want to say anything else before we end off the show?
Yeah, I guess if there's anything you've learned from this episode is, like, prepare yourself for any scenario, but go out and adventure and, like, take the risks and find really cool places to photograph if that's your thing, or just look at.
Crystal, I cannot thank you enough for joining us tonight.
Thanks for having me.
On this very late night. I am very grateful for you opening up your home to me and for letting me take over your kitchen.
Don't worry about it. Thanks for having me. This has been really fun. I'm glad I could help and chat with you guys. It's been great.
Any of those of you who are listening to this and are interested in checking out Crystal's work, you can do so.
Seamusephotography.com. That's S-E-A, like the ocean. M-U-S-E, like muse, you know, a muse. But it's also a play on my first and last name. Seamusephotography.com or C.musephotography on Instagram. That's me.
Awesome. Thank you so much again.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Oh, the Places We'll Go. I'm Beth Fagan, reminding you to stay curious and never stop exploring.